What if the way you've been telling your life story reveals the secret to what is holding you back? Stories play an integral part in how we see not only ourselves, but the whole world. Stories are more than just an important part of communication. They also reveal hidden aspects of our inner talk, which can either support us or end up holding us back from the very things we want most in life, without us even realizing it. Join author, mindset coach, and award-winning singer-songwriter Carrie Rowan on her show, Look for the Good, every Monday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. when she shares nuggets of wisdom from her internationally best-selling book, Tell a New Story, 5 Simple Steps to Release Your Negative Stories and Bring Joy to Your Life. Carrie's powerful stories and compelling guests will empower you to change how you look at your own life while giving you some powerful tools and tips you can use every day to help you feel better and move yourself closer to the life you've been longing to live.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Look for the Good. I'm so excited to be here with you today. I am your host, Carrie Rowan, mindset strategist and coach, and I love sharing nuggets of wisdom about the stories we tell each other, and more importantly, the stories we tell ourselves. You can join me and my special guests as we share our personal stories of strength and triumph every week here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. You can listen online on your mobile device, in your car, or ask Alexa to play Dream Vision 7 Radio. You can tune in every Monday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Time to get real stories and tips on how to turn your story and your life around and evolve with us as we unite humankind with universal love. Hello, everybody. Welcome. I'm so excited for this week's edition of Look for the Good. And this is just going to be a really great, great, great show. And I can't wait to introduce Naomi to you. Hi, Naomi. She's waiting in the wings.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And before we get started, just a word from our sponsor. Do you need to feel inspired to take action? If you want to know the secret to make strategic changes that last the test of time, then you need to hire Naomi Riley for your next corporate speaking engagement, event, or as a trusted strategic planner who will inspire you and your employees to lead by example. If you're ready to embark on lasting change, visit Naomi L. Riley. Let me spell that for you. N-A-O-M-I-L, as in Larry, Riley.com to sign up for a free 30-minute consultation today. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. As you know, we love to talk about our stories here on Look for the Good. And boy, does Naomi have some incredible stories to share with us today. And before we get into that, let me just share your bio. I want to share your bio with everybody. Is that cool?
Absolutely.
Okay. So Naomi, she's a brain injury survivor turned influential motivational speaker, has catalyzed change in mental health and education reform. Her personal triumph over adversity underpins her advocacy for inclusive education for those with mental health issues and cognitive challenges. Her 2023 release of 25 activity books, wow, for K-12 students underscores her commitment to educational improvement. Riley's consulting agency, which flourished by providing pivotal financial guidance during the 2020-2021 pandemic, has become a multi-million dollar enterprise. She's making her services highly sought after. She champions neurodiversity. I love that. And mental well-being. That's what we talk about here. Riley is inspiring a broad spectrum of individuals from educators to policymakers to redefine success and support every individual's potential. That's so important, to support every individual's potential to thrive in all aspects of life. Riley, I love what you do. Welcome again. I'm so honored to have you on the show.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it. I really, really love talking about this topic. It just resonates so much with me because I was at a point in my life after my car accident where my mental health was severely affected. You know, I was hit by a distracted driver and I really didn't know what was going on for the 9 months after that accident.
Wow. 9 months. Wow. That is a long time to feel like that.
Right. Yeah. So just a little bit about my story. You know, I was hit by a distracted driver and I would be in and out of rehab hospitals trying to figure out my new normal. You know, I was so frustrated because the distracted driver that hit me could go on with his day, yet my life was changed really forever. So I was in and out of rehab. I was diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury, as well as several other injuries. Those would heal over time. But at 9 months, it wasn't until 9 months after my accident that my neurologist and doctors wouldn't diagnose me until then. So I have a condition called trigeminal and occipital neuralgia, which affects the back and the side of the brain. And it's just something that I have to deal with, you know, for the rest of my life. And so, you know, I know how to navigate that now. But, you know, we as people that are, you know, kind of going through some mental health issues or are struggling with the unknown of something's going on with my body, or, you know, I'm not feeling the best, I need to really figure this out. Sometimes it takes our doctors, you know, some time to diagnose. And so we're left mm-hmm. in this realm of the unknown, right? And mm-hmm. and so my mental health was severely affected, you know, going back and forth saying something's not right. I need to figure this out. And, you know, and we're just left in that unknown period of what is going on? How do I figure this out? How do I get there? Something's off, right?
Yeah, totally. And yeah, the unknown, right? Like you said, that's the mm-hmm. hardest place mm-hmm. for us to be, because it's almost like being indecision. You're not really sure what to do. That's the worst kind of suffering, I feel like, is the not being sure what to do because you don't have the answers that you need. How on earth did you manage through that?
Oh, well, let's see. So my condition caused a lot of pain in my brain. And in fact, back in the day, this disorder was known as the suicide disorder because of the pain it inflicts. Can you believe that?
No, yeah. I can't believe they called it that.
Right. And, you know, so I have always put God first in my life. And so I really, really was honing in on my spiritual realm to pull me through. I wake up every morning, you know, thanking God for the gifts that I have, for the gift of life. You know, now when I was in the hospital after my accident, I was looking up at the ceiling going, why did you leave me here? You know, I was a child who had a disability at a young age. And so hospitals were frequented by me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then after my third child was born, I suffered from a tumor and I had to go through 12 surgeries after, you know, from that. So hospitals were very familiar to me. Mm. And the way that we have to navigate through our personal struggles, it does affect our mental health. And so what I did and I started doing after my tumor was really putting God first and my spiritual world first. Now, it doesn't mm-hmm. mean that you know, wherever you believe or whatever you believe in is your creator. And just thank this creator for the gifts that you have here and now. One thing that I like to really emphasize is that most of us here have a roof over our head and we have meals provided for us. Those are things that people in other countries are really striving for. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, so that is my first mental health tip, is wake up every morning and practice gratitude. It's going to set your mind for a very good outlook for the day.
Yeah, right? I love that. Huge. Mm-hmm. Huge, right? People underestimate that, though, before you go into the next one. Mm-hmm. People underestimate that. Don't you find that, oh, that's too easy. Of course I practice gratitude. Of course I'm grateful. Yeah, you can feel grateful when good things happen, but practicing gratitude is not that. It's finding things, especially when times are difficult, right?
Yes, yes. You know, and just spend, you know, 3 to 5 minutes each day reflecting on the things that you have here and now in your life and just appreciate them. You have, you know, healthy kids or you a great family around you, supportive network. Those are things to be very, very grateful for.
Amen. Yeah. You can always look outside too. Like I always teach my clients, nature has so much to teach us, right? Because, you know, we accept nature as imperfect, but for some reason we don't accept ourselves as imperfect. If we see a really cool crooked tree, we're like in awe of it. You know, if we could take that same mindset for our own selves, you know, because that's what we all bring, is the uniqueness is it lies in that for all of us. So anyways, go on. I love where you're going. So gratitude is your first step. I totally 100% agree with you on that.
Okay, so then the next step I would say would be, you know, focus on the things here and now to move forward to your goals, mm-hmm. right? We can always go too fast or too slow. So yeah. write down 3 to 5 things or the goals that you need to get done for the day, right? And focus yes. on those things. We can really, really make a very big list of things that we know we need to get done. And sometimes we can be overwhelmed by that. But if we're focusing on the 3 to 5 and we get those 3 to 5 things done, then we can move on. That's great, right? You know, so we really want to just hone in on what are the things that we can get done today. Mm-hmm. I know I give this example of when I was in my rehab and I had to put sentences and structures together to help myself, remember what happened in that story or the structure of how this story went together, right? Mm-hmm. And so I would make steps to move forward to make sure that I could do that, or I would stay stagnant to make sure that I wasn't falling backward. And that, that was a personal goal that I had every day. I would wake up and I would be like, okay, I got to go to rehab. I don't want to go, but I have to go, mm-hmm. And so Naomi, you're going to try to remember the first part of the story, the second part of the story, and the third part of the story. And then you're going to reflect working with your therapist on what happened here, what happened there. Mm-hmm. Now my neural pathways had to be redeveloped. And so I would really, really focus in and really, really, do the things I needed to do to get there. But, anyone can change their mindset. They can change who mm-hmm. they are at any point in their life. Yeah. And that's so, so crucial that we remind ourselves of that.
I love that.
No matter where you're stuck, right?
Yes. That's so huge though, because I think people pass by that. They start to lose their, it would have been so easy for you to lose mm-hmm. your faith, but you know what I mean? It's like, and some people don't remember that they have the choice. I talk a lot about that in my book as well, because choice is so important. You always have a choice. You can choose to go down that path of looking for all the things that are horrible and wrong, because we can always find that. That's always available. Just turn the news on, right?
Absolutely.
Right? It's like, or you can do the thing that most people don't do, which is to retrain our brain. And our, mm-hmm. we can let ourselves off the hook because all of our brains are like this. We're designed to look for what's wrong. It's a safety mm-hmm. mechanism in our brains, right? But we can reprogram that to start to look for what's right, because there's no more tigers in our backyard and lions and alligators, hopefully, unless you live in Florida. you don't have to
right. Yes. Gosh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. One thing that I am, I'm actually going out to San Diego next week to do a talk, and I'm talking about the 5 P's in our personalities that we can kind of get lost in.
Ooh,
and what you're saying on how we kind of just go towards the negative. So, one of them is persecution of the mind. Mm. And so, that certainly is our negative talking, and that can really, really have an impactful way of our life. I was a child who grew up with a disability. And so I would always tell myself, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. But then I would start changing my mindset. No, I am going to do that. No, I am going to do this no matter what. I'm going to figure out a way to make sure that I can get this done. So people with disabilities, and this isn't everyone, but at least it was for me. I had a mindset of there are certain things that I could not do just because of my disability, and so changing that narrative just for even in the disability, people with disabilities world to say, hey, no, now you can. There are things you can do to make things better, right? And so keep that positive Absolutely. Mindset. And you would never want to give due persecution of the mind. There's, you know, there's physical persecution, but persecution of the mind is not a good thing to do in our lives. So
it's true.
Trying to keep that positive outlook.
And it's so true. And we do it so unknowingly, so unconscious, because we've been so programmed, right? And when you peel that layer back, and this is what I teach people, you know, those little stories they tell in their head, when you peel that layer back, those stories aren't even your own, right? They're like somebody put that in your head before you were seven. You know, a teacher told you, oh, you'll never be good at math, or you're a terrible singer. Ugh. Whatever it was, some well-intending adult plugged that in there and you picked it up, because our brains are like sponges. So I always ask people, really, do you want to let that story that you created when you were seven rule your life today when you're 47, 57, however old you are, right? And so that's a question to ask yourself, because it kind of shakes people out of like, oh no, I didn't even realize I was saying that to myself.
Right. Yes. Another one is paralysis. You know, we can put ourselves into that fear, that paralysis state where we don't want to move, right?
Yes.
And so fear really in my world now is face everything and rise. We never want fear to conquer us, because if we're not moving forward, we're kind of in fear. That's that paralysis state.
So and true.
That's very, very important that we really focus in and just say, no, yes, it might suck. You know, everything can't always be, you know, wonderful.
Right.
And we just have to get through it. You know, a lot of our fears are not what we think they're going to be.
Yes.
There was a lot of times in my state when I was going through rehab that I did not want to go. I had people driving me back and forth, and I did not want to go. And I did have a lot of fear. There was a lot of fear of, will I be able to balance well today? Will I be able to put my sentences again together right? Will I not be able to have a tremor today? Right. But you know, those things were so big in the beginning that I just, you know, I kept praying and I kept saying, no, you're going to get through this. You're going to plow through it, and you're going to be better than who you were before. And that happened. But, you know, face everything and rise. We can do that.
We can do that. We can do that. And just watching what you did, you had so much to overcome, way more adversity than most people ever have. And even from the get-go, like you had, you always had something that you were trying to get over, right? I mean, we all do in our lives, but I feel like, you know, and then this setback that you have, and I love what you said about if you're not moving forward, you know, as Goethe said, he who does not move forward moves backwards. So if you're not moving forward, you are sneaking backwards, whether you realize it or not. And not letting fear hold you back and stepping out of that comfort zone, because our brain is going to do everything it can in its power to pull us back in. Because again, that's what it does.
It does. Our brain works in so many weird and different ways. If we can, you know, rise up, you know, so I actually got the savant type brain after, you know, as my neural pathways were being redeveloped, I would really just like, oh my gosh, I want to learn. I got to know why. Why is my brain like this? Why is this? And so I put a lot of that into doing a lot of research. And that's where the Text Punch Project came from. You know, I would go to my doctors, I would go to emergency workers, I would go to judicial officials. And I would, you know, I wanted to solve a big issue that we were seeing in society. And that was the distracted driving. You know, I was so angry at the driver that hit me.
I can imagine.
But you know, a month after my car accident, my uncle went out for pizza for his family, and he was never allowed to come home. He was hit by a distracted driver as well.
Oh my god!
You know, the distracted driving portion that we have in our nation is huge.
It's huge. And you look all around you; you see it everywhere.
It's insane. Yeah.
It's disturbing. You know,
and so I was on that campaign in 2018 as I was really trying to get back to my new normal. And I really just kept praying and, you know, trying to figure out. I would see a lot of the issues that we're seeing with violence in our nation. I would see a lot of the issues that we're seeing with discrimination. And, you know, I would just say, you know, is there something that can be done that kind of just brings all of this together and helps students navigate their way through the things that we've allowed to happen in our society? This is by no fault of our own. This is by growth in civilization, in our media, and what we've just allowed to happen. And, you know, it's no fault of our own. This is just how we've developed. And so if you look at from the course of 40 years ago to now, to where media was there to where it is now, we have allowed all of these things to happen. So it's it's inevitable that distracted driving is going to get worse. It's inevitable discrimination is going to get worse. It's inevitable cyberbullying and bullying, our acts of violence. We've got our phones right near us. And so we're videoing all of these things. Look at me, look what I'm doing. You know, and a lot of us want, you know, a lot of people want attention. Do we want the right attention? Some of us, it's not a good thing. You know, we're looking for attention. And so anyways, back to Text Pledge. We were looking at ways that we could help students navigate their way through this. So we developed, I hired, God bless me, having this savant brain, I was able to help a lot of struggling business owners through the pandemic, help them recover, help them stay alive and just really go. And so he blessed me. I was able to hire a team of really great educational development team to develop our curriculum for the schools. And all of our curriculum is free. If you go to textpledge.us, you can see all of our educational pieces for the schools. We have K through, you know, 12. And then we also do have the big books, we call them. They'll be on Amazon. If parents are wanting to get more involved or purchase them for anyone. So we took a lot of time. So that's one really important piece of the project.
Okay. So listen, we're going to break real quick. Yeah. And everybody's waiting to hear what the next piece of the project is. So don't go anywhere. Come right back. We're just going to break for a quick second here. Hold tight.
Did you know 73% of employees are considering leaving their jobs, and almost half of Americans fear being laid off in the next year? That's a lot of fear and anxiety mulling around the office. In today's environment, employees need easy-to-use tools and strategies they can count on when the atmosphere is making them feel less than productive. To find out about proven ways to help your employees turn their stress into success, go to carrierowan.com and sign up for a free wellness consultation for your company today.
Ever notice how your brain automatically focuses on what's wrong in your life? Ever wonder why you find yourself telling the same old story about yourself over and over again? Tune into this high-energy show with author and mindset coach Carrie Rowan to find out how to retrain your brain to look for the good every Monday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Carrie uses powerful storytelling, easy-to-use tools, and inspiring guests to exemplify how a simple shift in perspective can bring miraculous results. Join Carrie on a journey into your own transformation that will leave you feeling inspired, empowered, and ready to find the good every day of your life.
Are you tired of feeling stressed and stuck? Did you know that the stories we repeatedly tell can be the very thing that makes us feel worse about our life? In her best-selling book, Tell a New Story, host and author Carrie Rowan shares the five simple steps to release your negative stories and bring joy to your life. This is not your average self-help book. It's a joy to read, and it's interactive with QR codes for meditations, original songs, and how-to videos at just the perfect point in the story, which makes transformation easy and at your fingertips. So if you're ready to go from humming a sad song about your situation to finding your voice and whistling a new upbeat tune as you skip along with joy as the new soundtrack of your life, then get yourself a copy of Carrie's highly acclaimed book today. Go to carrierowan.com/book to get your copy now. That's CarrieRowan.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Look for the Good. We are so engulfed in this conversation with Naomi. This is so fantastic. You have so much information to share. And I love this work with Text Pledge that you developed. You were just about to tell us about the second phase of Text Pledge for the kids. This is educational material from K through 12. Let's talk about the second phase of your development of this.
Yeah. So we had all the curriculum developed, and you know, it was just like, okay, how are we going to bring this in? I went to, I'm very involved with the spirit realm, I guess you could say, in God, just because of all the struggles I went through. And so I went to one of my pastors at the churches here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I said, here's where I'm at. I'm needing some big guidance because this is a big project. And he's like, you know what would really help this project? Why don't you have an app? I'm like, oh, why not?
That's
a great idea. So Text Pledge has an app on iOS and Google Play. With that, you're going to see a national crisis smart card. So this is the first one that's been developed. And any student or any individual can go there. And I explain it as, do you remember when you were babysat? Because this might age us a little bit, and you would go to your mom's inside cupboard and have all the emergency numbers that you would need.
In totally.
Of a crisis. Here's the poison control.
I had it too.
Right.
I had it in my laundry room. Like,
right. I'm like, why is something like this? Why isn't this something on outer space or websites like this? And so there wasn't one done. And so I just felt it was a very, very needed thing in our world. 911, 988, and all of the 800 number lines are there. Should a student need that in crisis?
I love
that. That's phase two.
I love phase two. I love that story of opening the cupboard when you're in. Yeah. And any house that you went to had that same stuff in there. I love that.
Right?
Yeah, it's so true, because kids need to know that there's so much more. We didn't have all this back then, right? We still had the issues, different issues, but we didn't have the crisis numbers and the hotlines and all this stuff. I mean, mental health was thought very differently about back then. So like, it was just not talked about. Like our parents' generation, like, you're not going to see a therapist, you know, only the—
You don't talk about it.
You don't talk about it. Right? Mm-hmm. We're in such a different world now. And I love that, because our kids can feel comfortable getting the help that they need. You know, but yet I still think in some families, it is not common practice to talk about it. And that's why,
right?
You know what I mean? It's still that old mindset. So that's why it's lovely that you have this resource. This is a huge resource for students. So talk more about it. What else is in there? What else can they do? What's the next phrase?
So, all of our books are very age specific. You're going to see distracted driving, discrimination, acts of violence. You're going to see raise mental health. So our activity books are separated by each. So raise mental health, and then protect the environment and protect animal rights. So those are the main key books that you're going to see from the kindergarten up. And then we introduce some of the other topics, you know, cyberbullying and bullying, domestic abuse and assault. What is that? How do we, you know, what are the steps that we need to do to kind of watch out for that? What is distracted driving when we're looking at it with the kids' side, you know, when we're bringing it into the kindergarten level? What is distracted driving? Well, if I see mom with her cell phone in her hand, or, you know, doing her makeup while she's driving, that's distracted driving. Yeah. You know, so we're showing them in their mindset and in their, how they're learning exactly what it is. And we're showing them key things that they need to watch out for, and maybe share with another adult, this is what's going on.
I love that.
So,
you're educating, you know, from the ground up, right? So like that's where the awareness comes from. That's where, because it was like in our day and age, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, right? Trying to get to the students. And I love that you started that and educating them, because it would be nothing more shocking than for your first or second grader to say, hey, mom, no distracted driving when I'm in the car. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like that's right. Really powerful.
Well, and you know, research shows it takes the brain several times to see something to actually act on it. And so if we're showing the kids at a young age, they're just going to know instinctively, hey, I know this is wrong. I got to stay away from that. And so, you know, we brought 10 of the country's biggest dilemmas together. And this, you know, if you look at all different countries, right, everyone has their own issues. And so what we felt was with our website, when I created Text Pledge, when I envisioned it, it was going to be a website that was easily duplicatable for any nation. And so I've done some, you know, international talks with Rotaries and whatnot, and just shared the story of how it operates and what it does. One other key component is that Text Pledge takes all of the national statistics and shares them on our website. So that's cool. Why it's textpledge.us, right?
Yeah, I like that.
And so we not only have the United States hotline numbers, but we also on the website have all of the United States statistics. So you can go to the statistics for distracted driving at textpledge.us and you're going to see this is where they're at. This is exact live monthly timing that's pulled from the government website. You can look and see what the acts of violence are, the hate crimes. You'll see that actual live from the government statistics. And so we made a safe space for that. I've been very particular on the corporate sponsors and the advertising that comes in here, just because this is how we want to make sure that the students can view this as a very safe space, not a lot of advertising, not a lot of confusion, where they can learn and educate themselves. The other one key component, so we have Text Pledge Kids that starts from K through 4, and then at the fifth grade level, we allow them to take a pledge that says, I'm going to stand up against distracted driving. I'm going to stand up against discrimination. I'm going to stand up 10-in-1 smart pledge. That's another thing that's been, that's the first developed. Smart pledge, smart card, and a smart website.
That's so cool. I love that. And it gets them involved, right? And making that pledge, making that commitment that they're going to, you know, stand up for that when they see that. I love that. It's really cool. And do you give them the tools to empower them and how exactly to do that?
Absolutely. So, you know, we're on all the social media channels. TikTok is, I think, our biggest one. We're getting our YouTube and Facebook and all of that kind of back up. But, you know, we share stories of empowerment and how they can just rise above and kind of get rid of the yucky in their life, right?
Yeah, I love that.
Everyone here that works at Text Pledge has a very, very good story on why they're involved. That, you know, they've either dealt with something with their family member or have had something happen to them personally. And so we like to share stories of resilience and overcoming challenges. No matter what they're going through in their life, it's really important that we're showing students to lead by example. Yeah. And that, you know, like bullying, if there's something going on with bullying, you know, it's not you. It's not the one that's being bullied. It's not you. It's the bullier. Those are the ones that really need to be kind of evaluated and checked out by the counselor. Mm-hmm. There's something going on internally. That is a mental health issue. One thing we are definitely, you know, honing in on, and I'm working with some groups here in the Grand Rapids, Michigan area, is that we're showing that mental health plays a huge role in everything that we do with our daily lives. It's not its own component.
Absolutely. It's always there. You bring it wherever you are, wherever you go, there you are, right? It's like you always, if you're not addressing it, and it's so much better to address it at the young age than to let that child grow up with all that. You know, it's much harder to get in there once you've laid all those neural pathways, as you were talking about. That's the beauty of this. So crucial. Because think about how many adults we know that need emotional intelligence training.
I know. Right. And you know, my favorite people are students to talk to because their minds are so open to learning and they want to just kind of grow and evolve. Once we get to the adult level, we kind of get set in our ways, right? And we just think one way is the right way.
Right.
Well, not that way.
It's so true. Well, I love the concept of neuroplasticity because you are never too old to change that in there if you have a desire to do that. But yeah, I worked with kids for many, many years, you know, writing music and performing for children. And I miss that because they're the best audience. They are so open, you know, and so receptive, and they wanted to learn everything. And I always had, you know, hidden in my stories, was in my songs, which were my 3-minute stories, is always a really good message for them, you know, like learn to say, oh, well, and, you know, how to choose happy and all these things that were in there. So yeah, I miss that because they are so open and they want to learn and they want to be part of all the goodness. They're not jaded yet.
They're not. Yeah. And you know, they just keep, I love children. My heart is for children and I will always have a big heart for them. I think that, you know, for me, just to be able to give back to the world and in the way that I have with Text Pledge, I think that it's, now we look at our team looks at it like, oh, okay. Well, I'm like, this is a lot, guys. So when I pass this down, oh, they're like, oh yeah. So now you see that you're passing this down. I'm like, yes, at some point there will be a new director that takes over and.
Right. It's going to be one of you guys, hopefully.
Yeah. Right. No, who knows? We all have a good time and we love what we do. And it's awesome. Great.
So. But you're leaving a beautiful legacy. You are creating something beautiful in the world that wasn't there before, you know, and I keep thinking like, I love people get hung up. A lot of our thoughts, as you know, and our stories are about the past, right? We replay all that stuff. And you said something earlier about one of your P's, you know, is persecution in the mind, is because we're replaying all those old stories. We're traumatizing ourselves. We do that as humans. And so I love focusing and fixating on the future, right? Like if not this, then something better. Like where am I headed? Where do I want to go? What are my hopes and dreams? Because we forget about those as we get older, right?
Right.
And so my question for you is, could you have imagined, did you imagine this future for yourself when you were back right after your accident, and you were in those hard times? Like it's amazing how you've created all of this out of that. What did you focus on?
Never in my wildest dreams could I have ever imagined we would be at where we're at today. You know, I remember again when I go out and do my talks, I introduce my, you know, self, and the first thing that I say is I was done. I was done because I was looking up at a hospital ceiling saying, I don't want to be here anymore. So now looking back at it, I see the reasons why, you know, I was spared. And I didn't have a full blown head injury that killed me, like my uncle did a month later. You know, so I just, you know, we're used in very unique ways. And we can never imagine where we would be put 5 years down the road or a year down the road or however our creator wants to use us in his unique way. There's only one of us, right? Only one of us. And there's never going to be another one of us. So we're used in his ways and not ours. And there's a scripture in the Bible that says more of him, less of me. And I really, really honed in on that a lot of the time when I was, you know, in rehab and just trying to put one foot in front of the other. So I just want to encourage everyone that's listening to make sure that you are constantly putting one foot in front of the other, moving in that positive direction for yourself.
Yeah,
because you never know the lives that you take.
Exactly. Yeah. You never know where it's going to lead. And on that beautiful note, hold tight, everybody. We're going to break real quick for a break right here from our sponsor.
Are you tired of feeling stressed and stuck? Did you know that the stories we repeatedly tell can be the very thing that makes us feel worse about our life? In her best-selling book, Tell a New Story, host and author Carrie Rowan shares the 5 simple steps to release your negative stories and bring joy to your life. This is not your average self-help book. It's a joy to read, and it's interactive with QR codes for meditations, original songs, and how-to videos at just the perfect point in the story, which makes transformation easy and at your fingertips. So if you're ready to go from humming a sad song about your situation to finding your voice
voice and whistling a new upbeat tune as you skip along with joy as the new soundtrack of your life, then get yourself a copy of Carrie's highly acclaimed book today. Go to carrierowan.com/book to get your copy now. That's CarrieRowan.
Are you ready to consistently be in the flow of success? Build an abundant business, easily find your right clients, and feel good inviting them into your community to do business with you? If your answer is yes, then you'll want to listen to Business Success with Human Design with Nancy O'Keefe on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Business Success with Human Design is a podcast designed to help you peel back the layers of who you've been taught to be and how you've been told to do business, moving you from overwhelm to a business model that aligns with your authentic self and feels right for you. Come and explore Human Design for Business with Nancy.
Did you know 73% of employees are considering leaving their jobs, and almost half of Americans fear being laid off in the next year? That's a lot of fear and anxiety mulling around the office. In today's environment, employees need easy-to-use tools and strategies they can count on when the atmosphere is making them feel less than productive. To find out about proven ways to help your employees turn their stress into success, go to carrierowan.com and sign up for a free wellness consultation for your company today.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Look for the Good. I'm here with Naomi Riley, and this conversation's amazing. Like, we could just have a whole other show on all this. There's so much goodness.
Yeah.
And we were talking about when you were in that moment of, I'm done. That's it. I can't do this anymore. Staring up the hospital ceiling. And, you know, we talked a little bit about baby steps, and I love teaching this to my clients. You know, it's those small things that you do every single day that add up to the big change. Because if you think about that, I take one small step to close that gap of where I am and where I want to be every day. And you look back in 30 days, you're like, oh, wow. Okay. I made some progress. And you start to feel a little bit more hopeful. So talk to me a little bit about that. What would you suggest to people if they were in that place that you were, that place where you're like, okay, I'm done. This is no fun. Give us a couple ideas there to take those baby steps, even when we don't feel like it.
Right. So I think the hardest thing when we're in a state of frustration, depression, somewhere that we don't want to be, is to really try to find the good, right? Whether you've lost a loved one or you've been tragically impacted by something that was not your fault. You know, one thing that we have to do is just accept the things that we can't change, right? Mm. But then we have to, whether it be look for some guidance from your creator, people that are around you, to help guide you and move you one little step forward each time. Focus on just moving a little bit. Make notes of things that you want to do, because we never just want to see you. Never does anyone deserve to be stuck or had that paralysis of your mind, or the persecution of your mind. You know, you don't need that. What you do need is to evolve. And so with Text Pledge and any of my other books is that, you know, I want to show you steps that you can do to really help yourself evolve into the right person that you want to be. Mm. And so just make a list of where you want to be in the next, by Friday, even if you say, okay, I need to do this to get to here.
Yeah.
So what do I need to do that? Mm-hmm. And then focus in on that.
Mm.
Those things are really important.
So important. And to remember to focus on progress, right? And if anything's worthwhile, you should track it, right? If you're doing it, you should track it. Keep a note, get a journal for yourself, you know, and start to track. Okay, here's what my commitment is. Like, here's what my pledge to myself is, using your words. And I'm going to pledge that I'm going to do this. And then watch what happens after that. Once you, it's all about getting this mindset right and thinking to yourself.
Oh, for sure.
Right? Like, and really keeping track of that. Because so then you can look back and see your progress. And we're not looking for perfection. Not perfection, just progress. Mm-hmm. A little tiny step, no matter what that is. Right? Your step's going to be different than my step. Everybody's step's going to be different.
Yes. And in fact, for any of the listeners out there, if, you know, interested, I'm more than happy to give you a free book of self-love. Wow. It will help you get through, just help you maneuver through and work, go through a positive mindset to put you on the right track.
I love that. I love that. Self-love is so important. And I think mm-hmm. it's really at the key of all those other things we're talking about. You know, it's at the core of all of mm-hmm. it. The violence, it's at the core of the bullying. It's at the core mm-hmm. of really at the core of distractibility. If you want to even dive into that as well, I feel like it's the core of everything right?
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Yes. We can be distracted so easily. They're all over the place. How on earth? I was talking the other day on, you know, we look at how we were, not to age myself again, but back in the day, we had TV, radio, and maybe a little computer. We didn't even have internet back then.
Right.
And my dad was a strict Christian, and he would be like, no TV on Sunday. And so, you know, I just knew my own distractions because I was a music lover like yourself. And so I would love to just sit and listen to songs and not want to do my homework.
And way more fun.
Those are the distractions we had back in the day. But man, you know, I feel for children and students nowadays because they're, you know, distractions of our cell phones and all the social media apps and like the news stories and the just everything here, there, you know,
it's everything.
Like, I look at my dogs and I think these must be exactly how students feel these days.
Right? Exactly. It's so true. And it's like everything. I also feel like that's why I teach people to go inside, right? Because especially these young kids, because we're so externally faced in this where everything is vying for our attention. Advertisers, you're like you said, your phone, everything is outside of ourselves. You know, when we were kids, we used to spend time back in the woods. Like I knew everything about the back of my house and we'd go to the pond and get frogs. But that was inside time. Yeah, you might have been with your friends, but when you're in nature, you're sort of thinking about things. You're sort of reflecting on things, right? Like that was our quiet time. And we weren't pulled away. Our minds weren't so pulled away and mm-hmm. conditioned by these little things. So, you know, I feel bad for, you know, these kids. They didn't get that. And I think that developed a lot of stuff in us, you know, decision making, planning, all the stuff without our parents there being involved. So I feel like these, you know, these kids have a little bit of a handicap there.
They do. They really do. And I do work with organizations and the ones that are in front of the legislators right now is to protect, you know, the young minds, because they're very impressionable. If you do some of the research shows the youngest ones, obviously you're really impressionable at your young age, but at the age of 14, we're very impressionable as well. Mm-hmm. And so we really, really need to watch that. Because when a crisis occurs that we think might be a crisis, but is really not, you know, we have, one of the girls that works with us, her brother, he was just recently, lost his life to, mental illness and suicide. And he was in a crisis situation. He put himself in a crisis situation and he didn't think that he could get out of it. And so, that age, that 14-year-old age is very, very impressionable. And helping the students understand that, hey, you know what? You're going to get through this and it's going to be okay. No matter what your situation is, no matter what is going on, it does not matter wherever you are at. There are apps available. You can text someone to talk mm-hmm. to someone. Mm-hmm. You can, you know, reach out to 988. That is someone that's a counselor that's there in the United States that will talk to you right then and now. those are free resources for students that are there that need to be just honed in and just say, hey, you know what, whatever you're at, wherever you're going through, it does not matter. Your situation is going to change. And when we are 14 years old, we don't think our situation is going to change. That's the unfortunately thing. Mm-hmm.
It's a long-term decision for a short-term problem, right? That they, you know, it's yes. a no going back from decision. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's hard mm-hmm. to, their brains aren't even fully developed until they're 25 exactly. or 26, that rational yes. prefrontal cortex, that decision-making yes. isn't even there. So they need yes. us. They still need, as much as mm-hmm. they seem independent, you know, 14, you're just getting into yeah. high school, right? They want to be independent, but they're not. Their brains yes. are not even fully developed yet, even when they get out of college, you know? So
yes.
reminding ourselves of that and always letting your kids know that you're there, right? For yes. anything. I always told my kids, I don't care what it is, you can come to me with anything. I'm never mm-hmm. going to judge you. I've been through it all, believe it or not. And you can come to me with anything. And I will always Amen. Listen. Yeah.
So important.
It's keeping just that so line important. Open, right? Mm-hmm. Or giving your kids a code word. Like we used to have a code word. Okay. If something's happening at like a party or a friend's house and you're uncomfortable and you want me to come get mm-hmm. you, give me the code word and I'll be there. No questions
that's,
asked.
Yes. That's a great idea. I think we're going to get that implemented in our books. For all the kids, they all need to make sure that they have a code word with their family, where they're not feeling safe. There's a lot of bad things going on in our world and we really need to just make sure that we're protecting our own families and the people that we love in our life. So thank you for that. I have to go back and make sure that's in our books.
I just love that. Having that, you know, my mom mm-hmm. said that to me. We didn't have the code word, but she said, if you're ever in a place, you just call me and I will come yeah. get you. No questions asked. And I did. I did that once because I trusted that I could do that and not get in trouble. These kids think they're going to get in trouble or whatever, lose their phones. Mm-hmm. I don't know, whatever it is. But nothing's ever as important as staying safe and being safe, you know?
Yes, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yep, I love that. This conversation is rocking and rolling with so much good stuff. Oh my gosh, I just love, mm-hmm. love, love the work that you're doing, Naomi.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I really do. I'm the girl that really likes to sit in the back and work hard and, you know, do what I can to help others. My personal website, I think we're at 25 books for mental wellness and more of the adults, you know, coping with grief and certain things that kind of help us get through different struggles we have in our life. Mm-hmm. Another one is on emotional intelligence and, different things. So, that's me. I love to kind of sit in the back, advise my clients, and then also, you know, just help them plan. I am an avid AI learner, so I love learning at AI.
Ooh, little tidbit about you. Love it. Mm-hmm. I do too. It's so awesome. You can use it for so much good. Yeah. Yeah. You can make your mm-hmm. life easier. You can use it as a research tool. There's a lot of goodness there. I love that. Yeah. You are so many, there's so many facets to you that are really fascinating. And really, I mean, there's so many things that we're going to have you on the show again for sure. But I know all the listeners have loved what you're sharing with us today. And, you know, there's so many pieces that underline a lot of the problems in our society. And if we can, you know, really arm our kids with these tools mm-hmm. that they can know how to use every day and equip them because they're our future and we're no longer here. They'll have the tools that they need that some adults don't even have these days. So I really
am
so fond of the work that you do. Thank you so much for developing all that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing the story and sharing the good news about Text Pledge and all that we're, you know, doing to make efforts for young people. So
I love it. Thank you so much for coming on and for saying that. And tell them where they can go get that app again. I want them to get that app, get it on their phone so the kids have it.
Yeah. So Text Pledge, all you have to do is type in that word on the App Store on iOS or Google Play. It'll be right there. It's a free app. Download it to your smartphone. You'll have all the numbers that you need in a crisis mm-hmm. situation. If you want to get the programs involved in your school, there are ways to just let your administrators know. And all the individual books are on the app so parents can view them. We do have parents signatures for the parents to get involved, and we're just moving forward in a good direction. We're going to be an always evolving organization. So
I love that. I love all that. Yeah. So go to, remember her website, if you want to check that out, is Naomi L. Riley. And I'm going to spell it because we love to spell things for people listening on the radio. It's Naomi, N-A-O-M-I-L, Riley, R-I-L-E-Y.com. So go there, find out more information, bring it to your school. This is what we need. And thank you again.
TextPledge.us is the other one.
Yeah, TextPledge.us. Get on that and make your pledge today to stop distracted driving. And we can all change our mindset on that. And thank you again, Naomi. It's been a pleasure having you here. And remember, you're so welcome. And remember, everybody, it is never too late to live your best story. Be well.
Thanks for tuning in to Look for the Good with your host, Carrie Rowan, best-selling author and mindset coach. Join us every Monday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. right here at Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. If you weren't able to catch an episode, no worries. Just visit our website to find all the archived episodes of Look for the Good on demand so you don't miss a thing. And remember, it's never too late to live your best story. For additional resources or to find out about how you can work with Carrie directly, visit carrierowan.com for more details.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.